those who are farm animals of the pork variety. Without going into too much detail, casings are made from pig intestines and encompass the blended together bits of animals to make up a sausage. I was all set to inherit his empire, but politely declined. My mother had a fear of dirt and spent most of her life on her knees chasing dust balls. Her method of child rearing was based on Grimm's fairy tales, in which children are cooked in a pie for not washing their hands before dinner, after having their thumb snipped off for good measure. For more details on my parents, such as how my mother used to hunt down crumbs across enormous land masses, I point you to my first book, How Do You Want Me? My parents neither spared the rod nor spoiled the child. Whenever I was punished, I secretly made a list of how much money I would charge them for each mental assault. The bill was enormous. I was never reimbursed, but they did send me to summer camp and paid to have my teeth straightened. I thought that was nice of them, so I reduced the debt. I was happy for 2 months each summer, learning the spirit of competition, from tossing a javelin to the extreme sport of canoeing. We were told if we were losing, not to be afraid to use a handgun. It was called Camp Agawak, which probably means go for the juggler in Native American, and the message was, beat the opposition at all costs. Conquer, conquer, conquer. Meanwhile, in high school, I was the class joke and was charmingly called Tusks, as my front teeth resembled those of a wildebeest. I had to wear braces for 10 years to move them back into the same time zone as the rest of me. Needless to say, I was not an attractive child. Yes, I know it's hard to believe, looking at me now. As far as becoming a performer was concerned, I was not an instant success. In high school, I was cast as Earthworm in Hello, Dolly. It was not a big role. But with absolutely no experience or talent in my pocket, I moved to London, completely deluded to become a great classical actress. I lived in a bedsit for the first 10 years. The decor made it look like someone had hemorrhaged in there, and there was no heating, so I had to straddle my hairdryer to survive the frozen winters. I auditioned for every drama school but failed to get a place, despite the fact I did a brilliant, in my mind, Juliet, in a cardboard wimple that I made myself. Never wear one. It's impossible to walk through a doorway without ripping your neck off. Jump cut. I ended up, through sheer drive, getting into the Royal Shakespeare Company. Through sheer drive, I made a career in television that lasted 25 years. Through sheer drive, I married and created a family, and I drove myself so hard with that same sheer drive that 7 years ago, I crashed, burned, and drove off the cliffs of sanity. Shortly thereafter, I was institutionalized and sat on a chair for months, too terrified to get up. I had suffered depression all my life, but this episode was the big kahuna. My big aha moment came when I realized I had used my success as armor to cover the chaos inside me. I'd created a fabrication, like those smiling cardboard cutouts of showgirls in Vegas. I was just a front, and behind the front, no one was at home. I've noticed that celebrity is a fantastic antidote to a dysfunctional early life. However, after this deepest of deep depressions, I thought I'd cut the cord of show business and move on, which was smart, because I was in any case becoming less popular. I knew things were slipping when I found myself cutting a red ribbon to open a Costa at Heathrow Terminal 3. I thought it would be a good time to reinvent myself, and while I was at it, find out who exactly had been inhabiting my brain all those years. Jump cut again, I started to study mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. I never do anything by half, so I did it at Oxford University and got my master's. And before I forget, did I mention I was awarded an OBE this year? So maybe it was worth all the agony, but probably not. A mindfulness guide for the frazzled. What does she mean by this title? Why has she picked this topic? How much do you think she's being paid for writing this book? Do you think anyone will buy it? How old is she saying she is now? I never liked her TV shows. These are just some of the comments I've overheard from people who read my last book, Sane New World. Let me answer the first question. What do I mean by the title? A neurobiologist